The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Victory Monday! Yeah. You're looking live at the Christmas tree outside Tostitos Championship Plaza.
Get that Vegas about you. Get the Vegas about you, bro.
It's still in
Get the Vegas about you, man.
Outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, where it is 66 degrees. The high is 68. The low is 49.
Jeez Louise, man. That is Vegas drained. Shannon.
I didn't feel like it was that drained.
That's Nate over there. I can't wait to hear what he got to say. This my boy. Hey. I don't care what nobody say. Nobody's ever going to tell me this not my boy. Right. Kurt Daniels. We got Chris Beam in the back. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys. Sports Talk, Pivotal, and Braille.
Feel us. Feel them Cowboys.
When we speak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Clean it up.
This segment is brought to you
by what? By who?
Wingstop.
By Brandon Cooks, baby. 173 yards.
Jesus Christ, Nate.
Yes.
There you go. To my homegirl, Shells.
What's up, Shells? Where you at?
You were waiting for Nate and the Brandon Cooks. You got it.
Yes.
You got it.
Sorry for everyone.
Long overdue, baby.
Jesus.
Jeez Louise, baby. Macaroni and cheese.
What's wrong with you today?
The Cowboys make that good, too. Go up in that press box.
Yes, sir. It's been a while, but I remember.
Yes, sir. We need to get up there, man. We need to get up there.
We work on Sundays.
Yeah, we do.
You were at the stadium Sunday, weren't you?
Yeah, I got fortunate.
You go up there and get you some?
Well, get him some what?
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese, man.
I mean, sometimes it sounds like macaroni and cheese. You know, if she's right.
Okay, Jesse, let's talk football now. Come on now. Come on.
How was Vegas?
It was pretty uneventful, to be
really?
Honest with you. Yeah.
Did you win?
It was fun. Ran into some dudes.
Did you win?
No. I ran into some dudes at the casino that listened
to
the
win?
Show. I just said the no. I didn't win. The Cowboys won.
The Cowboys won?
I'm well aware. I watched it on the plane. I watched it when I got home. I know they won.
On the plane?
Yeah, man.
We've been relegated to the plane?
No, I had to get back just so I could see you guys today, or else I would have stayed another night. Man,
I'm loving it, man.
I can't match the energy.
Cowboys,
no one can match that energy.
Your energy's low today, bro. Yeah,
it's not low. It's just not low, like bro. That. He's never been like this since I've been doing the show. He's never
tell you
been.
What, man, we just
you beat Nate. You beat an awful team.
We got what,
and you're six, this excited.
We got six, four more games. We got to win six in a row.
You gotta so got to win the next two for sure.
No,
that's three for sure.
Bridge water under the bridge. Come on, man.
So. Well, what'd you guys think? I mean, terrible team. They did what they're supposed to do.
No, they did. We talked about it last week.
Why do the Giants got to be terrible? Why they can't be just an unfortunate?
You couldn't even find anybody on the team. You wouldn't even talk about them this week. They're terrible. Don't start that today. Last week it took you to Wednesday to even get involved in the conversation because they were so bad. You didn't even watch all the film on Monday.
I didn't get a wild hair up my behind and just run off and lead the rest of the group. Did I?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, you're not. You're smiling. You're not sorry.
I'm not sorry. I'm really not sorry.
Jesse.
Sorry, Jess, we cut you off.
No, good. Kurt like to see when y'all fight because that never happened between us.
We look like the Giants sideline over here.
Yeah. Two alpha males. I mean, that normally happens. I'm not saying you're not an alpha. I'm not saying that. But you his boy.
He's more like an alf.
Don't worry about
alf. You're like alf. Not alpha. Alf.
Get it, man. Protect yourself.
Let's start this show.
Unlike the Giants did.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, Jesse, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jesse.
I interrupted you.
No, we did exactly what we all thought we should do and should happen. We talked about it, you know, time and time again that this is This is the medicine. This is the prescription. This is the Walgreens. This is a trip to Walgreens. This is a trip to CVS. This is a trip to Rite Aid. This is the trip to wherever the doctor sent your prescription to fix whatever was deficient in you, whatever ailments that you were having. This was the get right game. This was the game where the Giants, where the Cowboys would get right all the areas that we thought they should. We knew that CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott had been on a tear. That continued. You know, Dak, CeeDee Lamb broke an NFL record with three straight games. Believe it. Take the surprise out your voice.
Well, no, I can't believe that hadn't been done before.
Oh, it's tough to get 10 receptions.
The 10 receptions is probably the
tricky part.
That's
tough, man. Like, yeah. It's tough to get 10 targets, let alone get 10 completions.
Yeah.
And then over 150 yards.
So that's your guy. And then Freaky Mike's your guy. Yeah. Has this offense, are they starting to figure it out? Because they finally got Cooks, your boy Nate, they finally got Cooks involved. Looks like they listened to the show and they gave Rico Dowdle the ball a little bit more. So thanks, Coach, for paying attention.
But you know what's funny about, and this is the thing about coaches and players, because Mike was a little, the word they used was surly last week in his pressers. And I don't play fantasy football. But the whole time, they hear it. They hear it. Mm-hmm. When everyone's saying, hey, you might want to get Rico involved. Hey, you might want to get Brandon Cooks involved. Like, don't
might want to get CD the ball.
Yeah, don't get all butt hurt with us and get all a little bit agitated with us, you know, anal agitated with us because we're mentioning things that you should be doing. And I get it. As a coach, it's like I stand up in front of you guys and I talk to you guys, but yet and still you challenge what I'm supposed to be doing, and you're blatantly and publicly putting on display my deficiency. So I get it. You push back against that. But everything we say, I'm not saying us in particular, but they hear it. Mike hears it.
And they deal with it a hell of a lot better than I would if I was in their shoes. Like, because, you know, they come at them sometimes. And, like, they, for the most part, coaches and players hold it together. Every once in a while, one of them will get a little aggravated and say stuff back. But, you know, it's part of it. I agree with you, Jesse. So are they figuring it out, though? What do you think?
I think it's good for them to see it on film, because sometimes coaches only trust what they see on film, right? The concept can be there, the thought process can be there, but if I don't see it, right, cinematically, and it's successful, then sometimes they don't believe it. That's why you hear coaches all the time, well, we have to practice it enough to get it going, because to them, I can sit here with you and write down X's and O's, because there's no offensive coordinator in the world that ever draws up a play that's not supposed to score a touchdown. There's not one. You can't find me one that goes, yeah, this is going to be our third and two play. We're going to get three. No. Every play that they – maybe the tush push. But every other play that's just drawn up is supposed to score if it's blocked right. So I think now that they've seen what it looks like when Rico and Tony Pollard can be on the field at the same – not the same time, but get those limited – get those – carries divided between them in a way that's successful. Now that I've seen ways that what it looks like to get Brandon Cooks the ball that we like, that works for us, blocking schemes, things like that. When they see it on film, that gives them a lot more confidence in, okay, we can take that and add it to our ready to make repertoire week in and week out. The difference is for a guy like Brandon Cooks, this was a doctor order for him because Wink Martindale plays man-to-man 50% of the time, and he brings blitzes with that. Most teams don't play the Cowboys in man-to-man. And so you're not the reason why Brandon Cooks couldn't get off like this in other games is because most teams are playing zone. And you have to sift through the zone and zone sometimes dictate where the ball is supposed to go and the read and stuff like that. When it's man-to-man, nah, pick and choose. It's really, if you beat your guy, I'll get you the ball. And zone's a little bit different. So this was the perfect game for Brandon Cooks to get off because of the way that they play defense.
That was one of the most perfect passes I have ever seen, when he was running down the seam and he looked back.
Oh,
he didn't even have to stretch his arms out. He just did this. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a ball just drop over a defender, and, you know, usually you have to put, I mean, it was just
right there.
Yeah. Looks so good. Nate, the Giants are so bad. Like,
I'm loving what Jesse's talking about. I mean, I really am. Let's Jesse just continue on.
He asked you, Nate. I'm
telling him.
You didn't
I'm
let him finish the question, though.
Well, it don't matter. Question. Whatever he said, I already got the answer. I know him. Me and him is connected.
He started the show like he really was into it. He had something.
I am into it.
You know what we were saying at the beginning? We already lost it. He knows this was just such a terrible team that
when
he got nothing to say.
You are going
to
win six straight. Like the Cowboys are.
Okay.
When you're going to win six straight, this is just one of the, you know, people tell me it's a step. There ain't no stepping stone. We ain't step up. We had to actually almost trip to be. Come on. There ain't no step. Some, like next week, whoever we playing.
Carolina.
Yeah. That's just not, bruh. We got to jump across a pond to get to these Eagles,
so
man.
We lost them for the next 2 weeks, too.
Come on, man. Yeah. No, Jess, we got to watch film this week.
No, we do have to watch film this week.
Jess, we, meaning you, got to watch film this week.
That was a collective we.
I'm your boy, Jess.
No, you're not my boy. Kurt's my boy.
But I want to believe. Now, this in my heart, and it's wild. What I'm about to say, I want to believe that the Cowboys know that they are better, that they will prepare the same way every week to beat the teams that are they are facing now that are lesser opponents physically. You know, the teams we're playing cannot go man-to-man with us. And I just want to believe in my heart, and I made up in my heart that for the next six games – whenever we run into Philadelphia again, these games are already won because we're going to do our due diligence as a team, as individual guys, and we're going to be the best we can be. We'll have a few bumps. All we got to do is get rid of the penalties and just play hard and play clean. These games are over, fellas. And so if it sounds like I've checked out, hey, it's not. I'm not checked out. I'm just enjoying Jesse.
You're just confident,
huh? Yeah, man, because we're going to beat the – look here. I am upset at two things. That's the second half penalties, and I need 51 more points to get my 100, and they need to erase them points they let them score. Because we're supposed to beat these dudes at least by 70 points.
How do these games – I mean, obviously, they're great for the win column, great for the stats, but how do they really prepare you when you do have to face the Eagles? Because these teams just aren't good. Giants aren't good. Panthers aren't good.
Okay, if this is my take, and then I'll let our resident expert go.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Anyway, I'm so excited today.
I can tell.
I can't even get it out. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Man, we did what we were supposed to do.
Right.
That's all I can say, man. But if you stack up enough wins and you do it the right way, and if you really are hurt by what what Philadelphia did to you, you are really trying to get better because you are upset what Philly did. You're going to do what you need to do to get back to Philly. And show the world, not no test, not no challenge, and show the world who you are. Now, y'all, I'm telling you right now, if Philly come in here several weeks from now and beat us, I'm going to be quiet for a long time. I'm going to be quiet for it. I'm telling you. But go ahead on, Jess. Now, what's your professional opinion on what he's just asked?
I believe that these are moments where you can and I said it on my show last night, very, very few times in a season where you can have what I deem a game like the Giants. The Giants are bad. They're a bad football team. Very few times that you can have a preseason game 4-5 in the middle of the season. And this really what this turns out to be, right? Like Sunday became a preseason game. But the thing that you can do is you can continue to work on some things that you want to see. In-game situations, some of the other guys get reps that you may have wanted to get some reps to. Because, you know, games like that, you should be pulling your starters out at the beginning of the fourth quarter. So it allows some other guys to get in there to get some reps. It allows some other guys to get in there. And just to, again, coaches are really big on it showing up on film. And whatever plays that they may have, and there's plays on that sheet for Mike McCarthy on that play calling menu that he has that he never gets to. right, that he never gets a chance to see live and in games, whether it's a third down call or it's a backed up call or it's a first down call or it's a look that they kind of been like, you know what, we haven't really run this well in practice. Let's see, we're up 28 points. Let's see if we can get this, what this looks like, you know, against live competition that doesn't know what's coming. You're able to see those different things. So it prepares you for those greater games, like when you have to go and play Philadelphia and other teams at the end of our schedule. It gives confidence. Winning breeds confidence, and I don't think it's false confidence. I don't think for example, what Brandon Cooks did is not out of the wheelhouse of what Brandon Cooks is able to do, right? Like I know 173 is a lot, and maybe not the number of 173, but the plays that he made are not outside of the realm of what Brandon Cooks can make. It's not like we act him like he set himself on fire and ran a go route. Those plays are well within who he is. Same thing with Rico. Same thing with Tony Pollard. Same thing with Jake Ferguson. Same thing with Michael Gallup. What happened? He had two really long pass plays. Those are the plays that he can actually do. You got a chance to see Jalen Brooks get into the football game. All right, he was playing some. So it doesn't give false hope because guys are doing things that are outside of their wheelhouse, right? Dak Prescott throws another 400-yard game. He and Patrick Mahomes are the only two that have 10 in the National Football League. That's a current player. The only other person that has more than them is Dan Marino. That's not out of Dak's wheelhouse, right? So those type of things are happening within the system of the game. You know, Deron Bland gets his fifth interception of the season. That's not outside of what he does. So it just gives confidence to players, and it gives coaches a chance to look at it. If there's a certain look that they wanted to see on film that they can go back now and say, we're going to keep that play. We're going to refurbish this play, or we're going to work through this play, or, you know, change the
trash this one.
Are we going to trash this one? Yeah, we're going to trash it. It didn't work in practice. It didn't work in a game. That's all I've seen. I've seen everything I need to see now with this play.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, more Cowboys Victory Monday.
Feel them Cowboys when Jesse speaks. Feel them, baby.
On Hanging with the Boys.
Boys.
Be right back.
Back.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the show. The second segment each and every day is brought to you by blockchain.com. Thank you, blockchain.
Block it up, baby.
.com. So they made a big deal out of...
They who?
The broadcasters of the game. The
Kevin Burkhart.
Yeah, and Greg Olson. Especially Olson. He was wondering what was going on. What was that going on in the fourth quarter where they just kept throwing the ball on first and second down?
Again, the coach is trying. This is my moment to get looks. I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to see a play. I'm trying to see something happen. You guys are giving me the look that I like. All right, with these looks. And then you start thinking ahead, right? What teams ahead will give me these looks that I can work on plays?
So they were
now
practicing in the game.
This was a preseason game.
It's like Cooper Rush throwing 30 yards downfield.
Listen.
Up by 30 or whatever it was. Like, really?
This is a future Brandon Cooks play that I want to run. This is a future CeeDee Lamb play that I want to run.
Run the clock and get
because
out of here.
Speaking of that, Giants calling timeouts and like
that's what that's why Greg was upset. He wanted to get on the plane.
He was ready to go home.
He was ready to go at halftime.
I'm telling you, man, because Cooper came in the game, but your receiver stayed the same. So they weren't changing much. Like Jess said, they wanted to see some things, but then I think that upset Coach Daboll.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to act that too. You know what I'm saying? So he acted up too. But it don't matter. It don't matter, man. I'm 51 points shy of what I needed, and we shouldn't have let them score.
51
we shouldn't have got them
shy,
and we shouldn't have given up on the many penalties in the second half.
So you had a bunch of people, probably 4 weeks ago, maybe even three weeks ago, wanting to get rid of Dak and fire Dak, and now there's MVP talk around him. Funny how things change in the matter of a few weeks in the NFL every single year, right? What are you seeing different out of Dak? Is there anything different? Is he just getting the right coverages and schemes? Because we even talked about it on this show where it couldn't figure out what was going on. It was like almost like his guys weren't getting open. The schemes might have been off, like whatever. What are we seeing different now other than just a really – bad team, but
he moving around.
Yeah, he's moving around.
He gonna give you the more intelligent. I just give you the quick shot.
He's moving. Go, Jesse.
He gonna last a little longer. He's moving around using his legs. Now I'm through. Go ahead, Jesse. Give us that professional insight.
Because I don't want to get a text from Jerry Madeline saying, well, just don't say move around, Jesse. You got to explain what that moves
around me. So that's what he gonna send me. Believe
so,
that.
G Matt, I got you. But no, Dak is being more mobile. Mobile.
Yeah, it's the word we're looking for.
That's what you want to use there, Nate. He's being more mobile. He's using his legs to extend plays. I think the offense, Mike McCarthy, has opened it up some, taking the restrictions off, whatever that was in the first five, six games in the season. The restrictions have come off. They've used more motion. If you look at the games, they're starting to motion more, pre-snap motion. Again, that gives a more clearer picture. That helps the quarterback, the offensive line, the receivers, the tight ends, everybody. It helps them identify, what are we facing? All right, when I go across this motion, am I in zone? Is it man? Shout out to Mike McDaniels. He's brought this, what they're calling the escape motion. It's when you'll see guys in that bunch formation. And normally when you see that tight formation, they're motioning across. Or you see guys out wide and they're motioning in. Well, now you're starting to see more of this in tight, and then the motion is going towards the sideline. They're calling it an escape motion. And what it's starting to do is if it's a tight end that's motioning out, well, if they're passing that motion out and saying, okay, that tight end now becomes the new number one, they're passing it off to the cornerback, and the inside receiver who was supposed to be guarding a tight end or the running back or whoever now has to play that receiver from inside out. So they're able to now work off that out route, seam routes, corner routes. It just automatically gives the leverage to whatever that receiver is on the inside. So Mike McDaniels has kind of brought that escape motion to the NFL, and more teams have used it. The Cowboys probably used it yesterday 4, 5, 6 times, and it worked to their favor. So just you're seeing more activity from this offense, and then anytime your quarterback gets into a rhythm, you got to ride that wave, right? When your quarterback is dealing the way Dak's dealing, you said before we came on air, you know, Dak, he threw a pass to Brandon Cooks that he didn't even have to. We say, like, as receivers, it caught itself.
Yes.
Right? Like, the pass caught itself. You didn't have to do anything to it. Just put your hands up. So when you have a quarterback that's in a rhythm like that, you just let him go. You don't try to hold him back anymore. You ride that wave until he starts making questionable decisions, and then you go, okay, big fella, like, hold on now. Let me rein you back in a little bit. But when Dak is dealing the way he's dealing, and even the play where he threw the ball straight up in the air, and I'm like, no. CeeDee Lamb catches it, right? He said he was trying to throw it out of bounds. But when your quarterback is dealing, stuff like that becomes completions. Mm-hmm. You know, because we've seen it the other way around. When he's not dealing, things you're like, don't throw it there. And it's 3-4 interceptions. But when he's on, he's on. Yeah.
And he took a shot. So all you 22s, I call them the 22s now.
No, all 22s.
Yeah, all you 22s, he took a shot when he's trying to throw that ball away. So you 22s, don't take a shot at Dak. I saw him yesterday after the game, man, shook his hand, man. I'm looking at him. I remember the conversation we had during training camp, and it's all starting to work out in his favor, man. Like you say, he's more mobile now. I say he's just running outside the pocket, but it's okay. It's all good.
I think that's a big part of it. It's not just Dak. It's McCarthy, too, and I think they use
– So now you want to give McCarthy
play action. Yeah, you know, he deserves
all
it.
Right.
So, you know,
all right, bro.
They
just
use play action like 40-something percent of the
journey.
Time, which
we
is way high. And
yeah,
so
you're on a journey. We ain't far.
Receivers are getting more comfortable with the system.
You know what,
you know?
Man? You know what, Jess? Shannon, Kurt. Six games, baby.
What's six games you keep talking about?
Six,
what are you talking about?
It's a six game win streak. Starting with the New York Aints. All the way through the Carolina Little Cats. You know, that's right, up into the Washington wanna be in command of something and can't. You know what I'm saying?
You realize what the next six games are.
You ain't worried about then the Dolphins or Lions or you ain't worried about them.
Bruh, we got to win the next six games. What's the next six games?
How about the next one?
including.
We got the Carolina Kitties.
Including this week?
Yeah, we got the Carolina
so
Kitties.
You had New York. That's one.
Aints, the New York. The New York KB Giants.
Huh? The Panthers.
Yeah, with the Kitty Cats.
The Commanders.
Want to be in command of something.
The first place Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, man. Now, that's going to be a good game. We're going to win it.
Philadelphia at home.
Oh, nah, but that's when we gonna get to eating the real jerky. That real tough beef jerky.
And
right
then at Buffalo.
Oh man, Buffalo ain't who they think they are, man.
On December the 17th.
So what?
And then
so what?
At Miami, Christmas Eve, and then Detroit at home.
We may stumble and get a tie there. We may stumble and get a tie. Y'all ain't feeling this, man.
Not six.
Yes, you feeling this, right?
No,
six.
I'm not quite there. What you just?
I can
said.
Feel. I can feel four the next five, maybe, but six.
We whooping, boy. I tell y'all what, man.
We'll see.
Y'all need to get on this train. Don't get on this train two games from now. I ain't letting you on the train. I ain't slowing down, baby. Amtrak.
I hope you're right.
Bullet train, Japan, baby. I'm rolling.
So they're ready for the Eagles and the 49ers of the world.
If they win the next four games, they're going to be ready for the next three games. They're going to be ready for anything.
Great.
They're going to be ready for anything, man. Challenge the world, baby. Jess, you with me, baby?
I'm riding.
Okay.
I'm riding.
Okay.
Because this dude here, give Cowboys no respect.
Hey, man, I'm tired. I'll catch it on the plane coming back from Vegas. Come on, man. This is my boy I'm supposed to be doing. Come on, man. Don't do that to
Nate,
me,
it
man.
Was get up and fly back at 6 in the morning or fly back at
6 in the morning, or, baby.
Or fly
six
back at 9
morning.
At night if I didn't take the flight that
six
I took.
In the
so,
morning.
Yes, I took the
six
midday
in the
flight.
Morning,
you know what's funny? Like, Vegas does a great job of getting people to get the hell up out of Vegas to get more people
in
there.
To get the next round in.
Because, like, if your flight home from Vegas, if you take it at 6 a.m., it's damn near welfare. It's 75 cents.
Yeah.
But, boy, you take that flight at 12 noon or later, $1,000.
There's only, like, they have, like, probably, what, 10, 12 flights a day back to and from Vegas. But there's only, like, three or four that are direct. So if you don't get one of those direct flights, you're on the plane for, like, 7 hours and plane change.
They set it up to where, like, you know what, your Saturday night, your Sunday night, you will like, literally you're going
to
party all night and just go right to the airport.
Just go straight to the airport.
Because anything after.
You should have did, man.
I've done it before, and I'm not a fan of that, so.
Especially not at your age now. You ain't 25.
No, how old are you? How old are you, bro?
Spring chicken no more.
51. I turned 51 on Friday.
Why did I have you 52?
I don't know.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Stop speeding me up.
Even the age, no. Even the age, no, brother, man. Jesse, you don't mind. How old are you, brother?
I'll be 40 in 2 months.
Cool, cool. How about you, brother?
56.
You that old?
Yeah, how old are you, Nate?
Look at that. I mean, for a drunk, you. Oh, no, man.
How old are you, Nate?
I'm just messing. Hey, anybody listen to Far the Journey and all those guys, I mean, you dropped a little something. You know what I'm saying?
The one person in the room that I could Google his age, and he won't even answer. So
who that? Google you. My age. I'm 68.
Okay. Are you that old?
Yeah.
There's no.
62.
I look young for 68.
62. 61.
I'm 68.
Yeah. You'd be 62 in December. Yeah. When's your birthday?
We go through this every single year. I know. Year. January.
January, okay. Mm-hmm. Yours is December 20th. Yours is when? September?
January,
too. Like, we're like...
His birthday, your birthday when?
January.
November, so December, mine. January, yeah. January. And Chris, you're in January?
Yeah.
How old are you going to be, Chris?
I'll be 46.
46.
You that old?
Why?
I didn't think it was that old. No, I thought it was around your age. I'm sorry.
He's around my age. 45, 46, 40. It's kind of around each other, right? It's roundabout.
Yeah. When do you stop? When you move up? When you move up, like 41, 42, then you say, I'm 44, 43, or 45, something like that.
43, kind of like, yeah, I'm 45. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying?
For real?
Yeah.
Not me.
Not me. No. I didn't do it like that.
I'm hanging on every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every year. And I don't hang on no more. I just like, I'm glad. I'm glad I got a year old. I'm glad.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, more football stuff.
Feel them Cowboys. Feel them, baby.
The boys.
Feel them.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, where we will tell you how to invest to retire.
Play football.
I mean, yeah.
Play football.
Well, those of us who...
play football.
Be connected to a major sport.
Yeah, be connected to a major sport, play football, and if there is a 401k you can pay into that they'll match... Max it out.
That's not true, Nate. Don't be connected to a professional sport, because there's a lot of broke jokers that are connected to professional sports. Play a professional sport.
Yeah, that's sports it. Don't. Sports pay.
It's a lot of broke. It's a lot of broke dudes that are. That play is
that's
broke,
true
but
too.
I'm just saying, connect yourself somehow, because the money flows. If sport, long as the sports is flowing, you are flowing.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as those TV deals keep going through,
yeah,
be totally fine. That what you're pointing at?
Just hanging, man. Just hanging with them boys, man. That's what them cowboys, just hanging, baby.
Third segment, by the way, each and every day is brought to you by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's another reason how you stay rich.
Yeah.
Stay single.
Stay away from the women.
Few of them. It's all right to date.
No one in this room listened to that advice. Or in the room over there. Well, we can attest to that.
Tell y'all what, man. I'm excited, man. We finna walk through this thing.
How do you? Okay. We got the. Hey, it's walk. Monday.
Before we get to his shenanigans, yeah. Is there anything else that we need to discuss from it? Because I don't want to pass by this game and not give credit.
Give credit where credit's due. Zero sacks. Old line played a great game. Gave up a few bad hits, but zero sacks. We found that my boy.
Who's that?
Number 23 is a beast running up in that middle. Yes,
Rico.
Sir.
Rico
Dadal, baby. Don't throw the ball to Schoonmaker yet. Throw the ball to Jake Ferguson. That's who you throw the ball to.
I almost feel sorry for that guy.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Mozzie got a play for a loss. For 2 or 3 yards, as they Mozzie our first round pick. There's a lot of things that happened great yesterday. But my boy Fowler showed back up, number 56. Sam Williams still running down, forcing on the punt, man. He made some big plays. There's a lot of things we don't want to, but don't miss that victory altogether. Don't miss that. Enjoy.
With all that went on, I was surprised that Parsons had. No sacks, no tackles.
What a great segue, because I was getting ready to say, just to do my tracking, my spicy alert,
all right.
Micah Parsons, after the game, had a series of tweets. If you go back, and you can look it up, Kurt, if you like, a couple of weeks ago, Sam Williams had a tweet that freed me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sam Williams doubled back last night and said, forget about, F free me, I'll just break the cage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then Micah quote tweeted his... First, he said, I've never been more speechless in my life. And then he quote tweeted Sam Williams' tweet, and he said, well, if they ain't going to free you, they can at least free me.
Wow.
So how would they be bottling him up?
But putting him at linebacker?
So I don't know what that means.
There's a little drama in the D-line room?
I don't think – did Micah record a tackle yesterday? Did Micah record a sack yesterday?
No sack.
No sack, no tackle.
So he went through an entire – now, I don't know if that's a shot at Dan Quinn. I'm just tracking the messy. I'm not creating the messy. I'm just tracking it. I don't know if that's a shot at Dan Quinn. I don't know if that's a shot at, people feel like Micah is being held every play or whatever it may be. But he wasn't. I get it.
Like his name's not even on the sheet.
I get it for a guy who – guys always get a little bit touchy when contract season is around. For Micah, it's a contract year, and this is just my messy putting the messy pieces together. I just think about contract year. What better way to ensure that you get the maximum amount of money than to go out and win a Defensive Player of the Year award, which you've been runner up twice for? But you look up and they're talking about Myles Garrett, they're talking about Max Crosby, they're talking about T.J. Watt, they're talking about Nick Bosa now. And you're not talking about you as much in that conversation.
Number 8 or number 9 in sacks. Number 8 or about number 10 in sacks. I was looking at that too.
And then you come into a game where it's literally it's set up to pass
the candy store is wide open.
It's set up for you to come into a game and create some damage and at least get back in that conversation with a 2-3 sack type of game. And it didn't happen. And there was even moments on the TV screen when you flashed a mic on the sideline and he kind of had that despondent look like he was a little bit upset. I don't know what the tweets mean. I'm sure he will talk about it on his podcast tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It may come up on the podcast. So I'll be monitoring, but not monitoring the spicy.
Hey, let me say this. that's the curse of being a Dallas Cowboys. Yes, you understand totally what I'm saying. When you try to escalate a guy before his time, we've all given him nicknames. We've all tried to compare him with greats. And I try to tell people that's one of the few times I get serious. Tap your brakes. Tap your brakes, because if you're going to be great, you're going to make plays regardless. And this is what this kid's got to figure out. Go back to your studying, Michael, before you go to, you know, like Jess said, putting little pieces out there, shooting a little work. Go back and study your film a little bit better. See where you could have made plays, or see why you didn't make those plays. You go within yourself before you do that, because the great ones do. Look within yourself. I remember Mike Irvin was struggling with the double coverage, and he never once said, hey, the coach has got to do better. He's saying, what can I do to beat these coverages? How can I run this route to beat these double coverages, you know? And I've been around Jerry Rice. I've been around Lawrence Taylor. And these guys, you know, hey, man, I got to do a better job. So if you're listening, man, if you got people out there listening to this show or going by or trolling, whatever the word y'all use, hey, man, look within yourself first. If you're a great player, and I'm not saying you're not, you'll find a way to make plays within this defense, because they give him the most freedom. If any guy got freedom in this defense, it's Parsons. So be careful how you say it, because this team is at a delicate stage. I'm saying a joke and having fun, but this team is in a delicate balance right now, because I'm telling you, you don't want to run up against Philadelphia and come up zero, bro. You do not. It can wreck the rest of your season. Mm.
It's wise sage words, yeah, right there. Yeah. Sage.
See, I like.
Stop, man.
That is.
Stop.
That's wise sage, yeah, wisdom.
See, Nate's got that switch. He can go from being goofy as hell. And
let's go, Cowboys!
Try not to answer it, and then flip it back, and then flip it back again.
I don't want
to
lose, brother. I don't want to lose. Y'all, I'm dying. No, I'm not dying, but I'm hoping for this. So, y'all don't know how bad I want to just drive into other people's cities and just dog them out and talk bad to them. I cannot do that if I don't get into the NFC. And I don't start. If I get into the NFC Championship game, I'm on my way to at least every team that we beat. I'm at least going to say something to them. I'm hollering at them. I'm gonna be in front of Philadelphia. Let us beat Philadelphia and get into the NFC Championship game. I'm gonna be sport unless we play them in the NFC Championship game. But run, come on, man, come on, Jess. You don't ever want to just sling it back at the fans. I mean, you're an ex guy. You like to have fun talking. You don't ever just go back at them, man.
No, that's not really my thing.
Oh, okay.
That's not really my thing. Right. I mean, yeah.
Well, you let me win something. Yeah, I'm the wrong dude, but you let me win something. Whatever you want to talk about,
is that what
I'm
you
down
do
with
you're
it.
Playing?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. When I play, I ain't shake your hand. I want the revenge, because my first 4 or 5 years in the league, them beat downs they put on me. No, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big Noon, what's up, your mama? I used to be hard, boy. I ain't gonna finna quantify what you said. I'm not finna do it. I ain't finna quantify what you said. I ain't finna do it.
But let's shift.
Shift away,
let's
yeah.
Shift away from people's mamas. another pat on the back moment for me.
Okay, okay.
Can we have a pat on the back moment for me?
Okay.
You don't know those people, but hi. She looks scared. We're not gonna bother you. It's all right.
We're not in a cage.
Pat on the back moment for me.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb came out in the post-game conference, and I loved it. I love confidence. I love confidence. And CeeDee came out, and they asked him about the way he's playing. He said, I'm the best receiver in the league.
I love that.
Yeah, CeeDee has found the secret sauce. Mm. I won't tell y'all what the secret sauce is, but he's found it.
Mm.
He's found his secret sauce.
Tell us off the air.
No, he can't share that.
No.
So 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. Thank you. CeeDee, no, but this brand and level of CeeDee Lamb, this is I'm happy for him, and this is the type of player that you need in the league. Like, every good football team has that
dog.
That one, like you're talking about Michael Irvin. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you double me, doesn't matter if you star cover me, whatever it is, I'm gonna find a way to get open. And you know, when you have that confidence and you're playing at that level, that alone can carry a football team. That alone can get that oomph that you need. Now, you need some other guys to come along with you every now and again. But to have that level of confidence in the way that he's playing right now, I mean, he's on pace to, 1,700 yards receiving this year after the slow start that he's had. I mean, if he continues on at this pace, I'm not saying $150 a game, but if it's possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see who's going to stop him next week.
Is he the best?
The best what?
He said he's the best receiver in the league right now. Is he the best?
Now, he said that.
I know, but is he?
Yeah, no.
No.
There's two guys ahead of him.
Top five?
Top five.
He's two guys ahead.
Pro Football Focus has him fourth.
Yeah.
Who's two guys ahead?
Jefferson.
Hill's first, Brown second, Brandon Ayuk third.
Really?
He's got Jefferson fifth, but he's been hurt.
I'm telling you something, bro.
Yeah, I still think, I mean.
Who do they have first?
Noah Brown. They have eighth, so maybe this.
That must be
not,
great.
It's great.
It's just a week to week. Yeah, it's a
just
week.
Great.
But just flat out from the eye test, to me, it's Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
It's Jamar Chase. It's still Devontae Adams to me. Devontae Adams is still a dog. Then I put CeeDee Lamb.
And then Jefferson.
No, bro. You got it all wrong, Jess. But I know it's just your opinion.
Who you forgetting?
It's just your opinion. No. It's only two dogs out there that. And both of them are different guys because of how the coordinators use them. Tyreek Hill, he's always running free because of his movement and his sheer speed. Mm-hmm. So he's said like he's always running free, but he catches the ball. So that puts him number one because, I mean, it's just like you can tell me what type of guy he is. But now, if you want a guy that's coming up with that thing, whether eight folks hanging on him, two people hanging on him.
A.J. Brown.
That dude is a beast. And that is the toughness, man, you talked about.
Yeah.
That we saw that the way CD body is being maturing. Mm-hmm. That is the type of toughness we're seeing with him now. But those are my three top receivers. Now, the other guys, they've been injured. They've been beat up. Or they lack a quarterback. But I'm talking about the three guys that got good quarterbacks right now. That's why they're number three. That's why I got them number.
So you got Tyreek, A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And then CD?
Yes. Yes.
No, because I'm not mad at that.
Because you say Chase, that's the kid with
Jamar Chase.
He's
Burrow.
Bengals.
With the Bengals.
Joe Burrow.
His quarterback is, I think, number two in the league. But he's been inconsistent because offensive line ain't no good. They can't get a run game, and it hurt him last night. It hurt him yesterday. So he is a top flight quarterback. If they ever get going, then that Chase dude gonna jump a few folks. Because the receivers you mentioned, man, are elite.
Last week,
and Adams need a quarterback.
Yeah,
they wasting his talent. They are wasting his talent bad.
Last week, your receiving leaders in the league were CeeDee Lamb, Noah Brown, Amari Cooper, and Dalton Schultz, 1-4.
That's crazy.
Cowboys and Cowboys alone.
Yeah. Only crazy. We can do that. Wow. Only we can affect other teams.
Can let them go. Yeah. And
Noah Brown had another
great game
another
yesterday. Game,
yeah, another big game yesterday. Oh, yeah. He's on a 2 week.
What do you think
on
about that quarterback? Have you noticed there's another NFL team in Texas now?
I like that kid.
Dude, he's good.
I like that kid, man.
I don't even want to watch him. Because the reason I don't want to watch him is because now, he wasn't like the kid that's in Carolina. He wasn't talked about nowhere near that. People were moving up to get this kid, not to get the Stroud kid. And how he fell where he fell, which ain't far, just one spot. But how do you think all that training and moving around, how do you think the Panthers feel like, wow?
That organization has stayed bad organization because of the people that they have run them.
Right, right. Yeah. So I'm saying to myself, and only time will tell because we don't know how this kid from Bama going to turn out. We don't know how the Carolina Kitty kid going to turn out.
And Jesse, you hit the pod pick, by the way, this week. If you want to pat yourself on the back.
Oh, what was the pod pick?
First sack of the game.
Who was it?
Williams.
Nice.
One, two, three.
Got him two this week. Therapy ought to be good.
Hey, you know what? Our show has got to be the best show.
You got it too?
I do.
Oh, we both picked it.
We got to have the best show, man.
Well, did you take the surprise out your voice? We have the best show, period.
Because
you've been a lot of, like, the surprise in your voice the last week or so.
Well, no, it's the joy.
We have the best show.
It's the joy.
Period.
It's the joy that I have.
We gotta. Like, when you say we gotta, that's implying that there may be.
I know that Derek will mess with the numbers. Shannon showed me. Shannon told me that. He said, Derek will mess with the numbers.
You tell me. I did not say that. You trying to take me down with you? No. Oh, that's off the air talk, man. Yeah. It was private.
Yeah.
No, Derek. No.
Hey, look at this. Hey, Storyline. You see Storyline come here every now and then. You know Storyline, as soon as my boy don't show up, as soon as your boy don't show up, Storyline ease right up in here.
Nick loves us. Nick likes our show. Our show's fun.
Yeah.
If you've ever been on our show, it's if one of us is missing and someone sits in for the other, it's just mass chaos though. Have you never noticed that? Just all hell breaks loose. Like, yeah. We know how to control the circus.
Yeah.
When you bring another animal into the circus, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
So,
wow, man.
All right, good stuff. Tomorrow, phone calls. Kirk, good seeing you. Nate, good seeing you. Jesse,
Carolina Kitties, y'all are next.
Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keep creeping on, Chris.
Carolina
Josh,
Kitties.
Thanks for keeping us on all the social channels. Will, come see us. We miss you.
We beat the Giants.
See y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. Hanging with the boys.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!